To truly elevate and raise it to an art form, if you only ruin your orgasm again and again, if you only surrender to that ruining urge which is in you, that impulse to allow your programming, conditioning, training, which you have self-imposed and self-birthed into your brain, to allow it to take over, and for in the moment of climax your hands to fall away, your body to be left fundamentally unsatisfied, and yet then you feel the drain of energy open, the floodgate open, as all the pent-up need that you use to get to that orgasmic point is siphoned away, drained into the part of your head that can obsess solely with your ass fetish, which is growing. And the more I speak, the more you acknowledge what you already know. These feelings, these desires are generated and generative within you. They're part of your furnace, part of your engine of arousal and stimulation. You contain them, and then they form a boundary around you. The edge of your sexual universe expanded and empowered with the energy of your desire. So it grows. It grows in size, expanding, pushing outward, giving you more room to obsess ever more deeply, to find depths of ass-worship fetish that no one else could ever achieve. You as a devotee, an acolyte, kneeling, worshipping, thinking of ways to better enshrine, masturbate to, stimulate, and increase your ass-worship fetish. Women's heavy, swaying, bouncing, feminine rears. Think about it. Fixate on it. Focus on it. The bounce takes your thoughts away. The bounce drains the energy from your masturbation, so much so that the moment you achieve orgasm, you immediately stop touching yourself. You cease any stimulation whatsoever, resulting in the fading impulse, the desperate desire to keep going. Paired with and opposing to an equally strong, no, stronger, ever stronger desire to worship women's asses, to catalog as many images, thoughts, videos, as many instances of the perfect, tempting, arousing rear that you might be exposed to as you can, to later use to better explore your fetish, your growing impulse, your growing desire. And it does grow, filling more of your vision and more of your thoughts every time it happens. And that's the story of you, the story of your world, its boundaries, and their ever-expanding nature, making more room in your sexual universe for ass worship, to be a devotee, an acolyte, learning every way that you can be better at falling prey to your wonderful, powerful, growing fetish, every way that you can become more enamored with ass worship, more lost in worshipping, in submitting, in surrendering to the bounce, the sway, to the beautiful, bountiful ass in front of your face, in your mind, wherever it's present, wherever that feminine curve, that heaviness, that smoothness, that soft pliability that just steals your thoughts away. Wherever that is, you will be there following, falling, ruining, masturbating, stimulating. You'll be there repeatedly losing yourself to that way of feeling good. That way of feeling good, which is so much better even than the orgasms you would give up, than the rule you would follow in order to ruin and ruin, transferring more and more of your energy over into that source of surrender, that way of submitting to a concept, a fetish, to something higher than yourself, a powerful ideal of being the best ass-worshipping, devoted, submissive, kneeling devotee of the perfect bouncy butt that you can be.